If I talk a little bit about the neighbourhood first, because it's quite special, really, I think. There are two streets, one's called Belgrave Avenue and one's called Vicarage Lane, and they're next to each other, they're kind of neighbouring streets, and they're, I think, quite different from a lot of the other streets in the area, in that they're quite mixed, and particularly Belgrave Avenue is very mixed. You have people from all the different communities that you find in Leicester, and you have people who were originally born here, I think, although maybe the last neighbour who was actually a child in this street died a couple of years ago. I used to live next door to her. She used to work in the hosiery, one of the traditional industries. In the street at the moment, you have people from Somali background, from the different Asian background, so Pakistani, Indian, you have gay people, you have straight people, you have big families, you have single parent families, whatever you like, it's in this street, and all sorts of people doing different kinds of jobs. The other thing that's special about these two streets, I think because they're slightly cut off from the rest of the area, is they seem to share some kind of camaraderie between them. And an example of this is every year on Boxing Day, it's been going on for the last 15 years now, there's been a football match between Belgrave Avenue and Vicarage Lane. Vicarage Lane is are the Reds and Belgrave Avenue are the Greens. And this has been organised by somebody who has also lived here a very long time, called Hillary, who lives down the road. And she and somebody else from Vicarage Lane organise it every year. And the idea of this match is anybody can play. You can draft in members for your team from other areas, so friends and other people are allowed as well. And any age, anybody can play. So it means that you end up with more or less equal numbers on each side, but not necessarily so. And you could have any number of people playing. The pitch is marked out with a bag of flour on what we call the first park. If you live in these two streets, you know the first park is the first bit of greenery at the end of the road before you get to Belgrave Hall Gardens. It's quite interesting because I remember when it first started, the trees were really tiny, and now the trees where the football game's played are really quite big.